Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 19th of March, 1971, and it's my anniversary. I'm in country 2 years today. 2 years ago, I arrived, and I'm still here. Anyway, I'm sorry for being so late, Duchess, making a tape. It has been a couple of weeks. However, I either have been where I had a tape and no tape recorder, or I had the recorder and no tape. I've been traveling just a little bit. Of course, I went to Bangkok, had another marvelous R&R. I'll get a chance to tell you about it. And then I spent 2 days down at UCV. I found my other tape recorder, but I didn't have a tape. So, and then I came up here yesterday, and I was going to make you a tape last night, but we had a new girl arrive. Not a new one to this area, Pat Compton. She's been in Korea, and this is her second tour here in Vietnam. So that shot last night, and it's possible I might be leaving to go down to Tonsonut tomorrow. There's a wedding going on. Gail Sanders, one of our girls, is getting married. And so I thought, oh, this is lunch hour today, and I came home just to make this tape because I'll never get to it, you know. Anyway, I got your two letters that were waiting here for me yesterday when I returned, and I got the pictures right in front of me, and they're beautiful, and particularly the one with the crates, Duchess. I assume those were the empty crates waiting to be picked up by the garbage people. It looks like a lot, doesn't it? I'm sure it was. Anyway, the pictures are gorgeous. You look very nice, and you did well taking the pictures. Of course, of the four or five, you're in two of them, which is great, and I know you didn't take those, so I think you did real fine, real good. I'm just sitting here looking at it. And the candlestick in the one, Duchess, is I was telling some people about it, so I had an opportunity to show them the picture. I had to bring back a lot of stuff from Bangkok for a lot of people. One of them was a candlestick, but it's not as nice as ours, because I don't even think it's, well, I know it's nowhere near that height. It's at least a foot shorter, the one I picked up. I haven't seen one as nice as that. And I don't even remember when I bought that one. Remember I went shopping with one too many drinks or something? Anyway, and I love your black outfit they have on in the little patio. I get a little mixed up on which side of the house we're on. You know, I've never seen anything in bloom or the green grass at all, because it's always been wintertime when I've been home. So I'll be anxious to see it. And a picture of Aileen and her mother. Very nice. Very, very happy to get the pictures. And my Sun Life insurance. I don't owe them any money this year, and I was sure that I owed them some money. But I guess not. It's great. I'm not going to worry about it. And then Don's card. Okay, and all the news. Oh, it was really good. I forgot, I haven't taped you since the last day of February, I guess. And then, of course, I think the next day is when I made the phone call. And that was good. I was very surprised, Duchess, because I had tried several times in the last few years to put a call through, and something always happens, and I never get my call through. Well, maybe the system's getting better. I don't know. But anyway, they put it right through. Well, not right through. I waited a couple hours. I was trying to call you just a little bit earlier, because I thought you would be in, and I was afraid you would be asleep. But I couldn't get it through any sooner than I did. So it's a little tricky, because on those Mars calls, you have to say over every time you're finished. And they're monitored, you know. Both parties, operators, I think, stay in on that call. And that's the only way they know to switch, is when you say over. Anyway, it was very nice. I was very happy to get the call through, and I know you were too, so that was good. Now, what else? Oh, I had a beautiful R&R, Duchess. I've been very lucky with my R&Rs, I must say. When I landed there, I had two sergeants met me. One of the sergeants I had seen a couple of times, and I told him I was going to Bangkok. He was going, you know, he went a few days earlier. So anyway, he met me at the R&R Center. That was kind of nice. I went shopping with them for 2 days, and we went out on the town one night. They don't know anything. I can't believe the American male. You know, they've been sitting around their hotel drinking, and they might as well stay in Vietnam if they're going to do that. And so they picked me up the one night and said, you know, where are we going? What can we do? And all this stuff. So I took them to four different places. and to eat Kobe steak. You know, they didn't know what Kobe steak was. Well, okay, but they didn't even make an attempt to see the city or to find out what there is to do. And they thought that was the greatest thing. And I said, oh, this is great. This is a swinging town. Boy, it's too bad you came, you know, 4 days later than they arrived. Anyway, so then I called Lucy Lee, Lucy Lee Childs. I don't know, you may have heard me mention the name way back. She was in our crafts program over here. Anyway, Lucy's been living in Thailand for 4 months in Bangkok. And so I spent Sunday, all day Sunday, on a boat with Lucy Lee and this other fellow, Bruno Weber. He's a lawyer from Switzerland, very nice, and a couple of monks. Bruno met this monk somewhere, and so the monk took us on a boat. You know, the Buddha monks, Duchess of the Willows, orange robes, and they have no hair, no eyebrows, you know, their heads are shaved. And we spent the whole day Sunday, we were hours on the boat, going up and down the Cha Phya River, and in and out of these little canals, and you can see the whole life of Thailand from the river. They do everything in the river. I mean, the river, they eat from it, you know, the fish. They see people fishing. They wash their hair in the river. They use it for latrine purposes. They brush their teeth from the river. You see, everything that goes on in the average life of these people happens right on the river. It's just, after a while, it got to be a little bit too much. We had this chicken that monk got food for us, donated. See, they usually don't buy things, the monks. People have to give them things. They survive on whatever the people give them to eat. And but we had this chicken, and we ate the chicken, and then the monk did buy. This guy was no more a monk than I am, I'm beginning to think. He had lots of money on him, too. And he has a wife and a child in Paris. Vietnamese monk. Anyway, he bought watermelon after the chicken. You know, the boats go by and you just buy from these little boats. They have everything on it. And he bought a watermelon, and then he washes his face and hands in the watermelon, you know, and then throw everything into the river. Everything goes into the river. And so I loved the watermelon. It was a little warm, but anyway, it was a gorgeous day. We stopped and we went into several temples, you know, in Bangkok or in Thailand, Duchess. They have all the temples have gold on them. I mean, if they ever scraped the gold off their temples, they'd be the richest nation in the world, I'm sure. But what was extra interesting, I think, was going to the monasteries. You know, when we'd go to the temples, the monks would come out and take us around, and we got to see where the monks sleep and eat, and it's very, very primitive, very simple. But I think rarely does a female, particularly a foreign female, get to see this. And so it was very nice. And then, I tell you, it really was a good R&R. Let's see. Lucy, this gets very involving, and it's not important, but I'm trying to show the relationship. Lucy knows this Major Todd Poosh or something his name is. See, Lucy's father is a retired two-star general in the Army. And this major used to be a lieutenant and a captain and went and served under her father. He was the general's aide. And Lucy has known him most of her life. Anyway, make a long story short, this major, Todd, that's his first name, he has a special kind of job over there in Thailand. And he's very often out of the country. But he just rented this lovely house from this Belgian couple who have gone to the Congo for 6 months or something. They did go to the Congo, really. Anyway, so he has this house. He just moved into it the day I got there. Bruno bumped into Lucy and Todd purely by accident and became a very good friend. Bruno is touring through Asia before he goes back to Switzerland to open his law practice. And he's very interesting, very, very nice man, young man, very young. Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed him. And make a long story short, Bruno and I went back I never met Todd because he's been out of country. This gets very confusing. But the first night, Lucy had to go to dinner with this other family. So she went to dinner, and Bruno and I went back to the house, and Duchess, they have 5 servants. They have an expert cook. Oh, fantastic. So there we are. Bruno and I, we jumped into our bathing suits. They have a pool. This house is gorgeous, like millionaires live in it. It's gorgeous. They have their own pool out in the yard, landscaping all over, gorgeous lights all over the grounds, 2 dogs, 5 servants, 3 air-conditioned, big, huge bedrooms with private baths each, and a big 3 room area downstairs with a bar and everything. Anyway, it's just good. Here Bruno, who's just new to both these people, you know, in the last week or so, he's playing the host, and I'm the guest. And so we jump in the pool, and the houseboy or whatever comes out with drinks for us at the poolside. So we sat on the patio. We had drinks, and then Bruno picked out some wine, and we had dinner served on the patio. Here, Bruno, I don't know, Bruno, that's the first day I met him, you know. Him and I are playing host and hostess in this beautiful house that neither one of us know, you know. I mean, I don't even know the guy who lives there. And so it was so funny. Then Lucy joined us later. And then the next day, Lucy and I spent the whole day together. We went swimming at my hotel. I stayed at the Siam Intercontinental, which is like, it's probably rated even higher than the Dusitani, where I stayed the last time. It's the very best. Anyhow, it was very, very comfortable, most enjoyable. And so then that evening, we went back to the house again, and Bruno had selected dinner and wine and drinks. And Duchess, they had these huge glasses, you know, these great big glasses that we had wine in, and then after dinner drinks, and this. And Bruno loves this. He said he never had servants, you know, and he plays the master of the house kind of thing. And he has that European touch to him, you know. I mean, he's very good at it. He speaks about five languages. Anyway, he was most interesting, and so all in all, it was a very lovely trip, you know, R&R. I really only had one whole day to myself, and I hadn't planned meeting anybody, but that's the way it works out. And then I went shopping, of course. Actually, I went to three different stores, and I could have done it all by just going to two stores. One store, I bought seven pantsuits, Duchess. You know, this is the going thing back home, I'm sure. Well, nobody wore them really when I was home, so, and I don't have but two or three pair. And so I bought seven of them, and they were about $12, $13 a piece, and they had them all altered to fit me. So I think that's just great. When I found them that cheap, and different colors, and I wore a beautiful green one for St. Patrick's Day. By the way, happy St. Patty's Day. Oh, I got stoned on that. It was my first night back. Second night back, I guess. Anyway, then I went to the Venus shop, and I bought just about everything else. And I bought some duplicates, the salad bowls, Duchess, with the eight little bowls and the big salad bowl and the fork and spoon. I picked up, I think, four of those. Plus, I got the wooden plates that I mentioned to you. They're a little bit small, but they're individual ones. They have bigger ones, but I didn't think we needed them. Maybe not. Anyway, I got 12 wooden plates. And what else? I bought rings for me. I bought a little present for you too, and one for Cho-Cho, and one for Donald, and that's all, really. I mean, this is really out on this side. Oh, my most, let's see, I bought the biggest thing, or the nicest thing, really,